This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Ooh. After you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Since sometime in 2015, I think it would have been around March or April, when I was in the middle of a Heart Life rehab, and I became aware of a change in the dynamic out there. I like Glocks, but Glocks are like a blank canvas. So there was this exciting new company out there that was doing things that heretofore, I mean, they sort of led the way. They started out as a, you know, just an entity, and then they became a company in January of 2015. And they've been my sponsor since we started talking to them, and it's been a while since I've had them on the show. But recently they sent me back Glockzilla. So joining me tonight for the first time in a while is one of the two managing members of Agency Arms, Mike Parks. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So from those heady days back in March of 2015 or April of 2015 when I was calling you and you guys had been in business for like 90 days, you have really extended the wingspan, haven't you?
A little bit. We've grown quite a bit since then.
Now, for those of you not familiar with Agency Arms, if Glock had a pro shop or a custom shop, it would probably, I think, be Agency Arms. Since you guys started doing it, there have been quite a few that have decided to step into the, shall we say, extreme makeovers. But I mean, you guys really were the first ones doing it, weren't you?
Really way before us was that. Zev really came on into the arena first, and then a couple of the companies, and then we came along. But, you know, we're one of the few companies to offer a full package. You can send your gun in and get everything done in one place.
And you can get one thing at a time done in the same place, can't you?
Exactly, yeah.
Trigger, lower frame, slide, however you want it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember when I first started talking to you guys that My first question was, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do this? And this is really the first year you've come out with something other than a Glock. You've started doing the M&P. And are you working on the M&P 2.0, or are you working on all M&Ps?
We're working on all M&Ps. In fact, a week and change after the 2.0 was released, and we got the first couple from RSR in our shop, Randy, my business partner, I had already 3D modeled that thing and machined the first two M&P 2.0s for us that we brought with us to SHOT Show.
See, I've always thought the M&P ergonomically out of the box is better than Glock.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always thought the trigger, which I haven't played with the 2.0 trigger yet, so I don't know. But the I guess the 1.0 trigger was, when it was in battery, it would stay in one place, but it was basically free swinging. When you would, you know, people like me, we want that tactile feel to the reset, which comes with the Glock. It's accentuated with your trigger. What What are you guys doing to that trigger?
Well, so luckily, we have a good name in the industry, and we work well with others. So rather than compete with anybody else that already pretty much dominates that market share, we reached out to Apex, and we asked if they'd be willing to work with us so we could use their internals, and we would make our trigger shoe for the MMP. And they graciously said, absolutely, let's go forward with that. And so everything inside that gun and the trigger system-wise, you know, the sear and springs and all that good stuff for the trigger system, that's all Apex. And then the shoe, we've R&D'd and manufactured here. And for liability purposes, we sent one of our shoes over to Apex. They did all their drop testing on it and everything. So they were good with us co-branding and working together for the trigger system in our MFPs. So luckily, it all came together really, really well.
Now, one thing that I pointed out that I want to point out to everybody one more time, and I definitely want to point it out while Mike's on with me. For those of us that are getting to be my age, what they do with the gun, whether it's the Glock or the Smith & Wesson M&P, when they're reducing that grip, that feels better in your hand. And if you've got older hands, that's helpful. The other thing they do is they have these cutouts on top of the slide, which is for the RMR. So if you've got the eyesight like I've got, if you want to lift that plate off, it's already got the cut, and you can go to the RMR. You have a lot of people that put RMRs on your guns, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Now, is it more advantageous, you think, from a tactical standpoint to have a red dot on a pistol than it would be to go with... You think so?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I know why it is for me, because my eyesight is getting worse. But I find that surprising because you're a comparatively young man. I mean, do you carry a gun with an RMR when you're not working?
Yes, I do.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I believe, I don't know if you've had Aaron Cowan on in a little while, but he can get into all the science behind the RMR and putting the rear iron in front of it and why that's advantageous. And all that kind of good stuff. So next time you get him on the air, I highly suggest you pick his brain about it.
I had him on the air right after he did that video with the RMR on it where he took that 200-meter shot and was dancing around when he did hit it, which makes me wonder how many he might have missed prior to that. But, I mean, Aaron is a pretty straight shooter. I don't think he would have missed too many. He's definitely a very dangerous young man. There's nothing like being a dangerous young man and being built like a small linebacker, is it?
Yeah, he's a big boy.
In addition to, now, I own one stock Glock. That's the only stock Glock I will ever keep simply because it's the 26. And everything else, though, that I'm going to ever own is going to be an agency gun. And one thing I'm trying to impress upon people is that agency, what you do to the gun is just adding a couple of percentage points here, there, and a few other places that makes it quicker, faster, easier to manipulate that may give you that edge in a gunfight, right?
Correct.
That part, people don't quite understand that part sometimes when I'm trying to explain that. I mean, it's well worth doing it. But I have shot the agency arms guns, the straight trigger that they have, and everything else. Coming up on the first break, Mike, so let me do a little selling, if I may.
Do your thing.
Agencyarms.com or agency, is there still a .us website for that as well?
.com. We have a bunch of different URLs that all point to the .com.
There you go. Agencyarms.com. There you can send your Glock or your Smith & Wesson M&P, and you can get the trigger done if you want. You can get the grip, the frame done if you want. You can get the slide done if you want, or you can go full house. And then once you go full house, there's varying degrees. One thing about them is that all of their trim, unless things have changed, which you'll tell me in just a second if I mess this up, all of their trim, the urban, the hybrid, and the field gun, they're all the same price. And what you're going to get back is an ergonomic combat masterpiece that you're not going to believe. You're not going to believe how little it weighs and how flat it shoots. More on this when we get back. We're going to talk about Glockzilla when we get back. My guest is Mike Parks. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is... Mike Parts. He is one part of two managing members of Agency Arms. Now, I just got back what I call Glockzilla, Mike, and it is now the agency treatment. You know what happens to an agency gun with, say, the 9mm? It's apparent, but it's like an echo of, you know, you're sitting there going, yeah, this is better, but you're not like going, wow, this is better, because, you know, 9mm, there's not a whole lot to there's not a lot of kick in that anyway. There's not a lot of recoil to mitigate, even though agency does a very good job with it, with both of the nines that I've ever shot of theirs so far. They do a very good job. However, now the 10mm is back, and I haven't had a chance to shoot this one yet because I'm getting ready to move. But tell me what you expect for me to find when I pull the trigger on this the first time.
Well, we take almost a pound off that slide. So the slide will track a lot flatter. And you're going to feel a lot less felt recoil because you have so much less metal mass really smack into the back of the action as that slide's going into, out of battery and then back into battery. So it's going to perform much, much better. It'll be a lot less aggressive on your wrist, for sure.
So it's going to be a flatter shooting gun. You know, physics-wise, that's amazing because I have shot one that you guys have done before, as you know. And I was amazed how you make the slide lighter, and yet the recoil is less. Now, that's probably something you can't tell me how you do it, because then, you know, what's the point of having a secret company like Agency Arms? But, I mean, most people, when you start telling them that, do they believe you? Do you have to stick one in their hands and say, well, you don't have to believe me, just try it?
50-50. A lot of people understand, they get it. The other group of people are usually still thinking revolver style. Like, the original thought is the heavier the revolver, the more it can eat that kinetic energy that's being transferred back into your body. But again, a revolver and semi-autos are very, very different. When you reduce the metal mass on a reciprocating slide, you have less metal mass that comes to an abrupt stop at the back as it's, all the way to the back, ejecting the casing, about to pick up the next round. And that, you know, all that force has to go somewhere. So it goes back into your body and it pulls the gun back. And then when it goes forward back into battery, it pushes that gun down, the energy has to go somewhere. So if you can lighten the slide and lessen basically the inertia that's coming back and forth because there's less metal mass in it, you can decrease the amount of muzzle rise and then muzzle depress as it goes back into battery. Where you take the weight out of and how you proportionally manage that weight laterally and forward and back and all that good stuff, that's the magic.
Yeah. Now, one thing that, unlike the other guns, the ones that I've seen, all of the other guns, whether they're Gen 3, Gen 4, have the finger grooves taken off. That material is removed from the grip, and you go with a straight grip. Surprisingly, when I got this one back, and you explained to me, but let's explain it again. You explained why you leave the finger grooves on the wide bodies. Why do you leave the finger grooves on the wide bodies?
Well, the frame is thinner overall. So the wall thickness is much, much thinner than a 9mm or the 40. That's the same frame. And so when you start removing those finger grooves, you're taking away just a little bit more material and can, not always, but can have flex that we don't want in the frame, meaning you'll be able to squeeze the frame a little bit, which may hinder your magazines from falling. If you're not a guy that has smaller hands, has to adjust your grip to drop the magazine, you might actually be able to squeeze it a little bit, which may get only drop halfway or just, you know, the delay of the drop of magazine. So that's why we don't remove the finger grooves anymore for the wide body, and so it eliminates that problem.
I found that fascinating. I don't remember if the first one I had, if that, I remember with my 45 that the finger grooves were left in that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that part I found very interesting, simply because does that mean that in some time in the past when you guys were testing your design, you started cracking a couple of lower frames on the wide bodies?
No, we didn't crack any of them. But some of them, if you're like a huge handed person, they were able to, like, some people don't need to move their hand. I'm not one of those people. So when I go to slide lock, I have to rotate the gun in my hand to depress the magazine release, even on a Gen 4,
right,
and to release my magazine. There are some guys out there that have just much larger hands than I do, and they can depress the magazine release without moving their hand. And those guys, a couple of them, it was four or five, had the large frame pistols, were squeezing so hard that when they were pressing the magazine release, the mag was being delayed, sliding out. It was either sliding out halfway or just slower than they wanted. So we just wanted to eliminate that problem. Leaving the finger grooves helped us fix that issue.
That's really interesting. That part of it is really just the basic science behind all of this, because the part where you're lightening the slide and the gun itself is alarmingly light when you pull it out of the box. For those of you that have never held one of the full size ones, alarmingly light. And then you realize that this is going to shoot softer. Now, what is the have you had one of these out there long enough, like running a bunch of rounds through it to see how long a 10 millimeter that you guys work over is going to last as far as it beating the frame? I mean, the Glock has a pretty good reputation. I don't know of any instance where I've heard where your work has resulted in shortening the gun's lifespan.
No, I haven't heard of any of that either. Our sponsor shooters, for instance, the guy with the highest round count is Shane Coley. He's the team captain for Team Glock, and he shoots tens of thousands of rounds a month. And we've built him several pistols, of course, because in every different style of shooting, and I don't want to talk too much about the different hipstick and three-gun and all that stuff, because I don't know enough about it. I'm not a competitor. But we had to build him a couple of pistols for each one of the classes that he competes in, and he shoots tens of thousands of rounds through these pistols, and they just keep running. They haven't had any issues so far.
For those, and listen, go to Agency Arms. Coming up on the next break, agencyarms.com. Look at what they've got. If you have a Glock, this is where you can take your Glock and optimize it to the nth degree. They don't know how far they can take it. I don't know how far they can take it, but they'll be the ones taking it there. We'll be right back. My guest is Mike Parks from Agency Arms. This is Lock and Load. There was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money. This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Mike Parks, one of the pair of people that run AgencyArms.com. Now, you guys, when you came out with what you did with the guns, with the field gun, the hybrid gun, and the urban guns and everything, and everybody's like, these things shoot really flat and fast. For some reason, you guys decided, all right, what do we do to top this? And you came out with the Nock.
Yes, we did.
Stands out for not officially classified. Describe for people, if you would, what the Nock is.
Well, that pistol is a sight tracking compensated pistol. So it's got a 3-port comp affixed to a sight tracker, and it all threads in to be the overall length of a 17 on a 19 size pistol.
When he says sight tracking, that means that the slide is cut out and accommodates a portion of the barrel that the sight is actually sitting on. So when the slide goes back, the sight stays exactly where it is, tracking. And, of course, that aids you getting the second shot off, and the compensator aids you getting the second shot off. Who's the fastest one with a Nock you've ever seen?
Paul Van Dunk is pretty quick.
Yeah?
I don't know. I'd have to put them on a timer to see between Shane and Paul. They're pretty quick.
Now, those, you know, I like to shoot fast. You've seen the video that I do with the guns that I have. I like to shoot fast. This is a thing unto itself, right? I mean, so far you've just done it with the Glock 19 size gun. Is this going to be something that you extend to other models, or is this just the beginning of where you are going to fabricate and let your imagination sort of go wild in a engineering type setting?
Well, the knock, the what people have seen so far is just the tip of the iceberg. The patent that we have in process, still pending, for the knock system encompasses more than what was just seen. A lot more.
Yeah, the knock is a the only. Now, is that actually made on a Lone Wolf frame, or are you using a Glock 19?
So for launch, we weren't able to get Glock frames. Lone Wolf is an absolute phenomenal substitute. However, you kind of run into the, you know, preferences. Most people still prefer their Glock frames.
Right.
And then also, you know, alienate somebody from being able to send their Glock in to get turned into a knock. So coming this year, we're working out what the pricing would be in a trade-in system type thing, because it cannot be done to an OEM slide. It has to be done from one of our slide blanks. Just the way that we build them is different spec than what OEM are. And we're working on to where you'd be able to send your Glock in to become a knock, which is going to be new for this year.
Now, for those that you would just want to, do you still offer the upper by itself if people want that?
We will be. We just got to work out all the pricing, because now when we built it with a Lone Wolf frame, we're building a new firearm, basically. We had to pay an 11% excise tax to the wonderful government, whereas if we're selling at the top end or building it off of an existing pistol, technically gunsmithing, that 11% excise tax goes out the window, and
right.
The price will be a lot more palatable. We're working on all the details on that.
Yeah, that debuted in January of 2016, and made quite the splash. And I've seen plenty of people shoot it. I haven't shot it yet. I haven't really pushed you to ask to allow me to shoot it, because I tend to skew towards guns I'm going to carry. I think you know that already, though, but all the in-depth conversations we've had. Also, something that debuted that I guess was sort of a experiment for you guys, because it came and it went, was the classified. Your take on the AR-15, which is a beautiful rifle, and it is everything that an agency arms pistol is. It's for its size, it is very lightweight, impingement, and that dead air compensator on the end of it just throws some of the most impressive fireballs. Will there be other limited edition, like you have the Fatal 15s, but I mean, you do a run of those, it seems like once a year, sort of like the Fuente Opus X cigars. You do those, it seems like once a year. Are you going to do any other limited runs of a special kind of weapon anytime? Or is that, you don't know? I mean, is it up in the air? Who knows?
Well, I would highly recommend that anyone going to NRA or following NRA show would pay attention for something in a similar setting coming out at NRA.
Well, I will get to Mike and I have been talking for 2 years now, and we've never met. We FaceTimed a couple of times. And FaceTiming with Mike is like going to the Skunk Works and seeing the Area 51. You get to see all kinds of things that nobody ever gets to see. He's actually shown me things that I can't talk about, not going to talk about, because I am an agent, and I have taken my oath. But I will be there, so maybe after you've made the announcement, we could film a little, you know, I don't expect you to give away the farm on that one, but maybe we could do something like that.
Absolutely. And if everything goes well, it's kind of last minute, but we are working through, you might actually see two really cool things coming from us at NRA.
Okay. Now, one thing, the thing about the stuff that comes out is that you don't let anything out but go out the door until it has been Randy and Mike proofed. You guys have a very exacting quality control on this, which is not necessarily the case with some other people. Is that why you have resisted expanding the line that you have so far as far as what you have available to work with and work over?
Yes. You know, we don't want anything to leave the door that's not ready to be thrown in the duty holster and carried. You know, Randy and I hold that very dear to the chest. You know, my other profession, my career is I'm a full-time cop. So I carry these things every day on and off duty. So whatever comes out of our shop, it's one of those things that just the way we built our company, they have to be ready for someone to put their life on the line with. And so we are, I don't want to say apprehensive at times. It's just we want to make sure that whatever comes out, it's built right and it's good to go when it's launched.
But I mean, and Mike, whenever Mike is working over again with me, it's amazing. He'll shoot me a text or something, let me know whether it's going through this or it's going through coding or something else. And there's actually people on the other end of the line when you call Agency Arms, which is a gigantic thing for those of you who have never tried to deal with one of these companies before. Dealing with agency is a very easy thing, a very easy consumer experience if you're going to do that. Coming up on the last break, Michael, agencyarms.com. The guns that I have of theirs are, this is where you say this is has been optimized to everything it can possibly be done to it.
I would say so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the 10mm, I haven't shot it yet, but I mean, I can put, in a stock configuration, I can put four pieces of brass in the air at one time. That's how I gauge it. We'll see. I'm expecting to have the whole magazine floating when I get this out there. But one more time, we'll be talking to them when we get back. Agencyarms.com. Go check them out. See what package you'd like to look at. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Michael Parks. He is part of the two-man crew that runs Agency Arms. You just got done with a trip to Utah. You went and saw Andrew, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did.
What was that that you're sitting in? I saw a picture of you on Instagram sitting in a chair holding some big crew served. What is it that he is selling now?
He has only one of these ones. That's his saw.
Oh, okay.
So I was playing with that, and then we both have a very close relationship with MOD Armory. They make, you know, the best night vision out there, and that's where we get all of our stuff.
Right.
So that was the nod that stood on my head. Then I was covered in a plethora of pistols that we just delivered out to him. So right now I think he has we delivered about 40-something. I mean, he dipped back down into the high 20s, and we just shipped him another 20. So he's got a whole bunch of guns there, and we're going to be shipping him some more here tomorrow.
Now, you have some distributors that you do send finished guns to, where somebody doesn't have to wait for 8 or 9 weeks for that build. I mean, that's not normally what most of these customizers do, is it?
No, I mean, it's a lot try. But again, we're one of the few shops that does a full package in-house, except for our coatings. We do outsource the coating.
Right.
But we have some amazing dealers. We have Omaha Outdoors, Delray Shooting Center, Only the Best, Rainier, SK Arms in Texas, of course, Reactive, Brownells, Midway, and now our parts are available on RSR as well for dealers.
Now, for those of you who want the taste, the least expensive way to get a taste of Agency is to get the trigger. And get the trigger. Get the trigger. And you can send, now people can send their gun to you or their frame to you, and you can fit the trigger, but the trigger is actually good enough and well thought out enough to where somebody locally could do it too. They can just buy the trigger, right?
Correct. The connector will need, in most circumstances, to be bowed slightly.
Right.
We're going to probably put a little, you know, informational video up on our YouTube channel about that. But yeah, drop-in is an excellent way to get your foot in the door with your bill.
Who designed this to feel like a 1911 trigger?
Well, Randy and I sat down and put a lot of work into it, and our trigger's come a long way since the beginning as well. Having the assets on board, that's part of their job, is to, you know, test and T&E our new equipment and give us a lot of feedback and insight and like a wish list of things that they'd like to have done or change. And so it can be attributed to, you know, Paul Van Dunk heavily, very experienced, you know, gunsmith, and he now works for us and is our gunsmith, as well as Aaron Callen and all the other assets, Steve Fisher and Shane Coley and all those guys. They've been instrumental in helping us shape and mold the product into what it is today.
Yeah, when you start talking about the assets are people that, for those of you who are not familiar, they come from a lot of different walks of life. I mean, you got Will Petty is an asset. Steve Fisher is, I like that he's an asset because he's my age. I like that a lot. Van Dunk, you know, Van Dunk is the prototypical agency type shooter, as is Aaron. But then again, there's Brumley. And you have a broad spectrum of people that get in there and shoot the guns and give you the kind of feedback that you're looking for beyond, wow, this shoots really good. I mean, they know how to break it down in a technical way. And then you guys somehow or other take that information and began to shape that into something physical.
Correct.
When, in April in Atlanta, will you hold Fisher while I tackle him?
I'll do my best, but that's a big man.
Yeah, well, he's not that big. Trust me, he is not that big.
Have you ever seen his hands holding on to a 17? It looks like a 26.
A long time ago, Mills, do you know who Mil-Spec Monkey is?
Yes, I do.
Mil-Spec Monkey was trying on a plate carrier, and they wanted to show how well this plate carrier fit, and they wanted Steve to, you know, sort of jerk that around a little bit. He picked Mil-Spec Monkey off of the floor bodily and shook him around in that. And, you know, plate carriers are not meant, you're not meant to be suspended by a plate carrier unless you're strapped into it a certain way. And, but he was being shaped. He gave I can't remember Mil-Spec's true name, but he was doing shaky and baby syndrome to him. It was pretty funny. Brittany Devane, it was with Blue Force Gear. Brittany Devane, who's with Aimpoint now, was standing by there. She said, she was just looking at it, and somebody videoed it. I saw it on video. It was just shocking and amazing all at the same time. And now, of course, his partner, Tatiana, I've never seen those two standing side by side. Is that funny?
She's a smaller female.
Yeah.
And he's a larger male, so they definitely need to contrast.
Yeah, well, Tatiana, she's still a pretty dangerous female. Anyway.
She is. That's one person you don't want to mess with.
No, I don't. And she shoots a Nighthawk from time to time, and, you know, that's my connection to her right now, is that Nighthawk thing, and I've seen her shoot it, and concerns me a little bit. Steve, on the other hand, him being an asset. Will Petty, of course, I know about him, but I don't know that much about him. He seems to operate in the dark. I think he probably operates with real people that you can't take their picture when they train, right?
No, you'll see a lot of the photos that he posts. There's a lot of blurred faces.
Okay. So this is the kind of input that, for those of you who've never seen an agency gun, that you've never shot an agency gun, it's not just some guys with some CNC machines that said, oh, let's try this and see how it works. There was no throwing something against the wall to see how it works. There was a lot of thought that went into this, a lot of engineering thought. I mean, before you guys came along, everybody was just making cuts in the slide and just exposing everything to everything. And the scallop slide is now what everybody tries to emulate. Trendsetters. I would say trendsetters you were, but then I start to sound like Yoda. Very shortly, for those of you who haven't, you know, I'm getting ready. As soon as I get moved, I'm going to be taking the, what I call Glockzilla, the agency arms Glock 20 Urban. And when I sent this to Mike, I said, set it up the way you would set it up. And he set it up the way he would have set it up, I think, or you had it specified to set it up. And when I film this will be one of those epic videos. The 9mm, of course, they are beautiful. They're great to shoot. They're so 10mm, there will be a marked difference in that gun. It the higher the caliber, the graduating steps and everything that you're putting into it seems much more apparent, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely, magnifies the effects.
Yeah. I need to. I keep saying I'm going to go to Atlanta and get with Cowan. I guess I need to break down and do that. Of course, he's the luckiest one of all of us, isn't he? He doesn't have to go anywhere. He just, like, gets in his car and drives three blocks, and he's at the NRA show. So, Aaron Cowan.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, for more information about Agency Arms, go to agencyarms.com. They're on Instagram. I put up as many videos, but there's a lot of people that get the guns and review them. What is it, Guns and Gear? EDC, yeah, Guns and Gear. He does excellent reviews of those guns. I've never met that kid. You need to introduce me to him. He finally showed his face the other day. That was interesting.
Yes, he did. That was a huge thing for him.
Yes.
A big change.
Thank you for joining me this evening. We will be in touch. AgencyArms.com. Give my regards to Randy.
Will do. Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hour number two coming up. David Kodria. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground
secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.